What happens if you call somebody, this is a phone call, and they get an attitude? You know, so there's no friendliness there at all. There's an attitude, and you got to deal with that attitude.
Okay, is this a warm market? First of all, what's your name?
Bob.
Bob? Okay, and is this a warm market person or a cold market person?
No, it's a cold market.
Okay. And did you get that cold market person from a business opportunity ad, or how'd you get the person?
From a bot lead.
Okay. You know, for those of you that know what I'm doing, working on a program called Master Inviter, and coming up with drills, and there are just there's numerous drills that I have where I'm going to basically teach all of these things. It would be a setting where you and another person get together, and I have outlined every single step in the drill, and that you will do that to where you can completely and fully handle anybody that in that situation. Okay, and so if it seems a little bit unreal to you, what I'm going to tell you about how you do these things, just realize that it's just an evolving state. So I will teach you specifically on how to do that, all right, at some point in time if you come to a Master Inviter event. All right, so on this attitude, basically what I have identified anytime I've run ads in business opportunity section and purchase leads is when I get these cats that do have an attitude. And you have to go to that little space over in the corner that says, all right, this person has put on a shield of arrogance. And they put on this attitude, and this attitude is the very thing that is stopping them from making millions of bucks. Okay? And so, Bob, you have to become their teammate, and you have to work with them through that process. And so what I've done in the past is that I get somebody and, you know, I call them back and say, hey, yeah, you responded to an advertisement that I ran in the paper. And, you know, and the guy, like, cuts me off right in the middle. You know, and he goes, just tell me what this is all about, man. I go, whoa, man, you must be in a real hurry. Do you even have time to converse here? No, I just need to get right straight to the facts. And I go, oh, I got it. I understand. Well, you know, Mark, traditionally what I like to do, I'm going to be working with you potentially, and I like to kind of meet that person that I'm going to be in partnership with and get to know them a little bit. If you're wanting to skip the niceties, I can do that with you. If you want to just straight cut to the facts, then just give me your email address, and I can send something out to you that's just got the core facts on it. I mean, if that's what you're really wanting, I'll do that with you. And so what you don't do is you don't force back. That's the absolutely wrong thing to do. It's been taught out there quite a bit, and I tried it. I guess when you make an enormous amount of money, you can be arrogant too, you know. In other words, you can be arrogant back. And so I've tried that, but the end result, I felt perhaps a little bit better, but the end result didn't yield anything. And so I have found it best to just go with, you know what, I'm really trying to help this person. I understand you're in a real hurry. I'd like to meet you. I'd like to know what you're about. You know, what is your intent? You obviously answered this ad, and so you're looking for a particular business. I've got hundreds of hours of information in my head. Obviously, neither one of us have the time to go through that. If you could just tell me very specifically what is it that you look for, how do you evaluate a business, then maybe what I can do is that I can cut through all the niceties and I can just deliver right straight to you what we've got here. So how do you evaluate a business? And basically all you did was you got him back into the greeting slash qualify step is all you did, because what he's trying to do is force you into the invite side. And so all you did was just, you know, in a nice way, handled what it was that he said and then moved him back. Does that make sense to you, Bob?
Very good, Tim. Thank you very much. Excellent.
You're entirely welcome.